This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good morning, good morning. Facebook was acting crazy this morning, but we are here. Thanking God. I hope those joined back that got kicked off before. Deontay, make sure that it's still going for me. All right, good. Well, welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are here to praise the Lord and get a word from Him today. And I'm excited, as I always say, to come before you with what thus saith the Lord. Greeting all those on Facebook Live and on the prayer line. We are going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 29. And we have my son Deontre will read our opening scriptures. Thank you, Deontre. Wow. Our title today is Build on the Rock. And as you know, that we have been in the Sermon on the Mount here, and Jesus Christ is ending His Sermon on the Mount. And this is His last saying that He gives to us. And man, I'm telling you, we need to pay attention here. It starts off right in verse 24. He says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Wow, Jesus is giving us some great instruction here. He tells us, "He that heareth His word and doeth." You see, there's a two-part thing that's taking place there. You have to not only hear God's word, but you have to do it. Whenever that's combined, it's called faith, and it is the one that makes the difference. You know, there's a scripture, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, get this. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Boy, I tell you, I like the way Jesus said this, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine." Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people saying a lot of stuff out there that don't amount to anything. And as Romans 10:17 says, "He that heareth the word of God." Whenever we hear God's word, it will make a change in our heart. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then Jesus said, "And to them that doeth." How many times have you heard God's word and you're not doing it? You know, many people say, "Hey, I'm a child of God. I believe God. I do this." But their action is saying the total opposite. And Jesus makes it clear. He says, "He that heareth and doeth." So if you are hearing and not doing, you are deceiving yourself. Jesus is making it clear that you must hear and do. Now, what is this doing? This doing is not working your way into salvation. We read that last week. That was a message last week. Some come a-knocking, but you can't come in. I hope you go back and listen to that one. But the doing is believing on the Son of God. Here's what John chapter 6, verse 29 said. Folks, we got to get to the real stuff here. We got to stop playing and get to the real stuff. John 6:29 says this, "Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." Wow. That's the work of God. That is the...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.